Sovereignty of Parliament. The doctrine of sovereignty of Parliament is associated with the British Parliament. Sovereignty means the supreme power within the state. That supreme power in Great Britain lies with the Parliament. There are no legal restrictions on its authority and jurisdiction. Therefore, the sovereignty of Parliament, parliamentary supremacy, is a cardinal feature of the British constitutional system. According to A.V. Dicey, the British jurist, this principle has three implications. 32. 1. The Parliament can make, amend, substitute or repeal any law. Dalalm, a British political analyst, said, the British Parliament can do everything except make a woman a man and a man a woman. 2. The Parliament can make constitutional laws by the same procedure as ordinary laws. In other words, there is no legal distinction between the constituent authority and the legislative authority of the British Parliament. 3. The parliamentary laws cannot be declared invalid by the judiciary as being unconstitutional. In other words, there is no system of judicial review in Britain. The Indian Parliament, on the other hand, cannot be regarded as a sovereign body in the similar sense as there are legal restrictions on its authority and jurisdiction. The factors that limit the sovereignty of Indian Parliament are 1. Written nature of the Constitution. The Constitution is the fundamental law of the land in our country. It has defined the authority and jurisdiction of all the three organs of the Union government and the nature of interrelationship between them. Hence, the Parliament has to operate within the limits prescribed by the Constitution. There is also a legal distinction between the legislative authority and the constituent authority of the Parliament. Moreover, to effect certain amendments to the Constitution, the ratification of half of the states is also required. In Britain, on the other hand, the Constitution is neither written nor there is anything like a fundamental law of the land. 2. Federal system of government. India has a federal system of government with a constitutional division of powers between the Union and the states. Both have to operate within the spheres allotted to them. Hence, the lawmaking authority of the Parliament gets confined to the subjects enumerated in the Union list and concurrent list and does not extend to the subjects enumerated in the state list, except in 5 abnormal circumstances and that too for a short period. Britain, on the other hand, has a unitary system of government and hence, all the powers are vested in the centre. 3. System of judicial review. The adoption of an independent judiciary with the power of judicial review also restricts the supremacy of our Parliament. Both the Supreme Court and High Courts can declare the laws enacted by the Parliament as void and ultra vires, unconstitutional, if they contravene any provision of the Constitution. On the other hand, there is no system of judicial review in Britain. The British courts have to apply the parliamentary laws to specific cases, without examining their constitutionality, legality, or reasonableness. 4. Fundamental rights. The authority of the Parliament is also restricted by the incorporation of a code of justiciable fundamental rights under Part 3 of the Constitution. Article 13 prohibits the state from making a law that either takes away totally or abrogates in part a fundamental right. Hence, a parliamentary law that contravenes the fundamental rights shall be void. In Britain, on the other hand, there is no codification of justiciable fundamental rights in the Constitution. The British Parliament has also not made any law that lays down the fundamental rights of the citizens. However, it does not mean that the British citizens do not have rights. Though there is no charter guaranteeing rights, there is maximum liberty in Britain due to the existence of the rule of law. Therefore, even though the nomenclature and organizational pattern of our Parliament is similar to that of the British Parliament, there is a substantial difference between the two. The Indian Parliament is not a sovereign body in the sense in which the British Parliament is a sovereign body. Unlike the British Parliament, the authority and jurisdiction of the Indian Parliament are defined, limited and restrained. In this regard, the Indian Parliament is similar to the American legislature, known as Congress. In USA also, the sovereignty of Congress is legally restricted by the written character of the Constitution, the federal system of government, the system of judicial review and the Bill of Rights. Table 22.5 Allocation of Seats in Parliament for States and Union Territories, 2019. S.No. State/UTS. No of seats in Rajya Sabha. No of seats in Lok Sabha. I states. 1. Andhra Pradesh. 11. 25. 2. Arunachal Pradesh. 1. 2. 3. Assam. 7. 14. 4. Bihar. 16. 40. 5. Chhattisgarh. 5. 11. 6. Goa. 1. 2. 7. Gujarat. 11. 26. 8. Haryana. 5. 10. 9. Himachal Pradesh. 3. 4. 10. Jharkhand. 6. 14. 11. Karnataka. 12. 28. 12. Kerala. 9. 20. 13. Madhya Pradesh. 11. 29. 14. Maharashtra. 19. 48. 15. Manipur. 1. 2. 16. Meghalaya. 1. 2. 17. Mizoram. 1. 1. 18. Nagaland. 1. 1. 19. Odisha. 10. 21. 20. Punjab. 7. 13. 21. Rajasthan. 10. 25. 22. Sikkim. 1. 1. 23. Tamil Nadu. 18. 39. 24. Telangana. 7. 17. 25. Tripura. 1. 2. 26. Uttarakhand. 3. 5. 27. Uttar Pradesh. 31. 80. 28. West Bengal. 16. 42. Two Union Territories. 1. Andaman and Nicobar Islands. 1. 2. Chandigarh. 1. 3. Dadra and Nagar Haveli. 1. 4. Daman and Diu. 1. 5. Delhi, the National Capital Territory of Delhi. 3. 7. 6. Lakshadweep. 1. 7. Puducherry. 1. 1. 8. Jammu and Kashmir. 4. 5. 9. Ladakh. 1. 3 nominated members. 12. 2. Total. 245. 545. Table 22.6 seats reserved for SCS and STS in the Lok Sabha, 2019. Name of the state/Union Territory. Total. Reserved for the scheduled castes. Reserved for the scheduled tribes. I states. 1. Andhra Pradesh. 25. 4. 1. 2. Arunachal Pradesh. 2. 3. Assam. 14. 1. 2. 4. Bihar. 40. 6. 5. Chhattisgarh. 11. 1. 4. 6. Goa. 2. 7. Gujarat. 26. 2. 4. 8. Haryana. 10. 2. 9. Himachal Pradesh. 4. 1. 10. Jharkhand. 14. 1. 5. 11. Karnataka. 28. 5. 2. 12. Kerala. 20. 2. 13. Madhya Pradesh. 29. 4. 6. 14. Maharashtra. 48. 5. 4. 15. Manipur. 2. 1. 16. Meghalaya. 2. 2. 17. Mizoram. 1. 1. 18. Nagaland. 1. 19. Odisha. 21. 3. 5. 20. Punjab. 13. 4. 21. Rajasthan. 25. 4. 3. 22. Sikkim. 1. 23. Tamil Nadu. 39. 7. 24. Telangana. 17. 3. 2. 25. Tripura. 2. 1. 26. Uttarakhand. 5. 1. 27. Uttar Pradesh. 80. 17. 28. West Bengal. 42. 10. 2. 2 Union Territories. 1. Andaman and Nicobar Islands. 1. 2. Chandigarh. 1. 3. Dadra and Nagar Haveli. 1. 1. 4. Daman and Diu. 1. 5. Delhi, the National Capital Territory of Delhi. 7. 1. 6. Lakshadweep. 1. 1. 7. Puducherry. 1. 8. Jammu and Kashmir. 5. 9. Ladakh. 1. Total. 543. 84. 47. Table 22.7 Durations of the Lok Sabha, from first Lok Sabha to present Lok Sabha. Lok Sabha. Duration. Remarks. First. 1952 to 1957. Dissolved 38 days before expiry of its term. Second. 1957 to 1962. Dissolved 40 days before expiry of its term. Third. 1962 to 1967. Dissolved 44 days before expiry of its term. Fourth. 1967 to 1970. Dissolved 1 year and 79 days before expiry of its term. Fifth. 1971 to 1977. Term of the Lok Sabha was extended 2 times by 1 year at a time. However, the house was dissolved after having been in existence for a period of 5 years, 10 months, and 6 days. Sixth. 1977 to 1979. Dissolved after having been in existence for a period of 2 years, 4 months, and 28 days. Seventh. 1980 to 1984. Dissolved 20 days before expiry of its term. 8th. 1985 to 1989. Dissolved 48 days before expiry of its term. 9th. 1989 to 1991. Dissolved after having been in existence for a period of 1 year, 2 months, and 25 days. 10th. 1991 to 1996. 11th. 1996 to 1997. dissolved after having been in existence for a period of 1 year, 6 months, and 13 days. 12th. 1998-1999. Dissolved after having been in existence for a period of 1 year, 1 month, and 4 days. 13th. 1999-2004. Dissolved 253 days before expiry of its term. 14th. 2004-2009. 15th. 2009-2014. 16th. 2014-2019. 17th. 2019 continuing. Table 22.8 Speakers of the Lok Sabha, from first Lok Sabha to present Lok Sabha. Lok Sabha. Name. Tenure. Remarks. First. 1. Ganesh Vasudev Mavalankar. 1952-1956, died. 2. Ananthasayanam Ayyangar. 1956-1957. 2. Ananthasayanam Ayyangar. 1957-1962. 3. Hukum Singh. 1962-1967. 4. 1. Neelam Sanjivareddy. 1967-1969, resigned. 2. Gurdayal Singh Dhillon. 1969-1971. 5. 1. Gurdayal Singh Dhillon. 1971-1975, resigned. 2. Bali Ram Bhagat. 1976-1977. 6. 1. Neelam Sanjivareddy. 1977-1977, resigned. 2. K.S. Hegde. 1977-1980. 7. Balram Jukkar. 1980-1985. 8. Balram Jukkar. 1985-1989. 9. Ruby Ray. 1989-1991. 10. Shivraj Patil. 1991-1996. 11. P. A. Sangama. 1996-1998. 12. G. M. C. Balayogi. 1998-1999. 13. 1. G. M. C. Balayogi. 1999-2002, died. 2. Manohar Joshi. 2002-2004. 14. Somnath Chatterjee. 2004-2009. 15. Ms. Meera Kumar. 2009-2014. 16. Ms. Sumitra Mahajan. 2014-2019. 17. O. M. Birla. 2019, till date. Table 22.9 Articles related to Parliament at a glance. Article No. Subject Matter. General. 79. Constitution of Parliament. 80. Composition of the Council of States. 81. Composition of the House of the People. 82. Readjustment after each census. 83. Duration of Houses of Parliament. 84. Qualification for membership of Parliament. 85. Sessions of Parliament, prorogation, and dissolution. 86. Right of President to address and send messages to Houses. 87. Special address by the President. 88. Rights of Ministers and Attorney General as respects Houses. Officers of Parliament. 89. The Chairman and Deputy Chairman of the Council of States. 90. Vacation and resignation of, and removal from, the Office of Deputy Chairman. 91. Power of the Deputy Chairman or other person to perform the duties of the Office of, or to act as, Chairman. 92. The Chairman or the Deputy Chairman not to preside while a resolution for his removal from office is under consideration. 93. the Speaker and Deputy Speaker of the House of the People. 94. Vacation and resignation of, and removal from, the offices of Speaker and Deputy Speaker. 95. Power of the Deputy Speaker or other person to perform the duties of the office of, or to act as, Speaker. 96. The Speaker or the Deputy Speaker not to preside while a resolution for his removal from office is under consideration. 97. Salaries and allowances of the Chairman and Deputy Chairman and the Speaker and Deputy Speaker. 98. Secretariat of Parliament. Conduct of business. 99. Oath or affirmation by members. 100. Voting in houses, power of houses to act notwithstanding vacancies and quorum. Disqualifications of members. 101. Vacation of seats. 102. Disqualifications for membership. 103. Decision on questions as to disqualifications of members. 104. Penalty for sitting and voting before making oath or affirmation under Article 99 or when not qualified or when disqualified. Powers, privileges, and immunities of Parliament and its members. 105. Powers, privileges, etc., of the Houses of Parliament and of the members and committees thereof. 106. Salaries and allowances of members. Legislative procedure. 107. Provisions as to introduction and passing of bills. 108. Joint sitting of both houses in certain cases. 109. Special procedure in respect of money bills. 110. Definition of money bills. 111. Assent to bills. Procedures in financial matters. 112. Annual financial statement. 113. Procedure in Parliament with respect to estimates. 114. Appropriation bills. 115. Supplementary, additional, or excess grants. 116. Votes on account, votes of credit and exceptional grants. 117. Special provisions as to financial bills. Procedure generally. 118. Rules of procedure. 119. Regulation by law of procedure in Parliament in relation to financial business. 120. Language to be used in Parliament. 121. Restriction on discussion in Parliament. 122. Courts not to inquire into proceedings of Parliament. Legislative powers of the President. 123. Power of President to promulgate ordinances during recess of Parliament. Notes and references. 1. Westminster is a place in London where the British Parliament is located. It is often used as a symbol of the British Parliament. 2. See Table 22.5 at the end of this chapter. 3. An Anglo-Indian is a person whose father or any of whose other male progenitors in the male line is or was of European descent but who is domiciled within the territory of India and is or was born within such territory of parents habitually resident therein and not merely established there for temporary purposes. 4. See Table 22.5 at the end of this chapter. 5. This means that the number of Lok Sabha seats reserved in a state or union territory for such castes and tribes is to bear the same proportion to the total number of seats allotted to that state or union territory in the Lok Sabha as the population of such castes and tribes in the concerned state or union territory bears to the total population of state or union territory. 6. Under this, the President has made the Rajya Sabha, Term of Office of Members, Order, 1952. 7. The term of the 5th Lok Sabha that was to expire on March 18, 1976, was extended by 1 year up to March 18, 1977 by the House of the People, Extension of Duration, Act, 1976. It was extended for a further period of 1 year up to March 18, 1978 by the House of the People, Extension of Duration, Amendment Act, 1976. However, the House was dissolved on January 18, 1977, after having been in existence for a period of 5 years, 10 months, and 6 days. 8. A minister in the union or state government is not considered as holding the office of profit. Also, the Parliament can declare that a particular office of profit will not disqualify its holder from parliamentary membership. 9. According to the prohibition of simultaneous membership rules, 1950, made by the President. 9A Section 3 of the Salaries and Allowances of Officers of Parliament Act, 1953, as amended. 9B IBID. 9C IBID. 9D IBID. 9E Section 5 of the Salaries and Allowances of Officers of Parliament Act, 1953, as amended. 9F IBID. 10 Kiata Halohan v. Zakalhu, 1992. 11 In this context, V.V. Giri observed, the holder of an office provided with such extensive authority and power must discharge the duties of his office impartially. So impartiality is regarded as an indispensable condition of the office of the Speaker, who is the guardian of the powers and privileges of the House and not of the political party with whose support he might have been elected to the office. It is not possible for him to maintain order in the House unless he enjoys the confidence of the minority parties by safeguarding their rights and privileges. Powers of the presiding officers in Indian Legislature in Journal of Constitutional and Parliamentary Studies, New Delhi, Vol. 2, No. 4, Occ. Dec. 1968, p. 22. 12. For example, in the 13th Lok Sabha, Mr. Indrajit Gupta was appointed as Speaker pro tem on October 20, 1999 and remained in that office till October 22, 1999 when the new Speaker, Mr. G.M.C. Balayogi was elected. 13. Under Article 107(3) of the Constitution, a bill pending in Parliament shall not lapse by reason of the prorogation of the Houses. Under Rule 336 of the Lok Sabha, a motion, resolution, or an amendment, which has been moved and is pending in the House, shall not lapse by reason only of the prorogation of the House. 14. Subhash C. Kashyap, Our Parliament, National Book Trust, 1999 edition, p. 135-136. 15. J. C. Johari, Indian Government and Politics, Vishal, Volume 2, 13th edition, 2001, p. 360. 15. ATK Visvanathan, Editor, The Indian Parliament, Lok Sabha Secretariat, 14th edition, 2011, p. 21. 16. Subhash C. Kashyap, Our Parliament, National Book Trust, 1999 edition, p. 139-141. 17 IBID, p. 139. 18 Under Rule 64 of Lok Sabha, the Speaker may, on request being made to him, order the publication of any bill in the Gazette, although no motion has been made for leave to introduce the bill. In that case, it shall not be necessary to move for leave to introduce the bill and if the bill is afterwards introduced, it shall not be necessary to publish it again. 19 For different kinds of veto, see Veto Power of the President under Chapter 17. 20 The Lok Sabha did not agree to the amendments made by the Rajya Sabha. A joint sitting was held on May 6, 1961. 21 The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha but rejected by the Rajya Sabha. A joint sitting was held on May 16, 1978. 22 The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha but rejected by the Rajya Sabha. A joint sitting was held on March 26, 2002. The bill was passed when 425 members voted for it and 296 against. 23 N.N. Mallya, Indian Parliament, p. 39. 24 Kesavananda Bharti v. State of Kerala, 1973, Minerva Mills v. Union of India, 1980. 25 In 1977, the 6th Lok Sabha expelled Mrs. Indira Gandhi from its membership and sentenced her to jail for a week for committing a contempt of house while she was Prime Minister. But, The Seventh Lok Sabha rescinded the resolution expelling her by describing it as politically motivated. In 1990, a former minister, K.K. Tiwari, was reprimanded by the Rajya Sabha. 26 Article 121 of the Constitution says that no discussion shall take place in Parliament with respect to the conduct of any judge of the Supreme Court or of a High Court in the discharge of his duties except upon a motion for presenting an address to the President praying for the removal of the judge. Under Rules 349-350 of the Lok Sabha, use of unparliamentary language or unparliamentary conduct of a member is prohibited. 27 Kal and Schuchter, Practice and Procedure of Parliament, 1st edition, p. 157. 28 Thomas Erskine May, Parliamentary Practice, 15th edition, p. 109. 29 Subhash C. Kashyap, Our Parliament, National Book Trust, 1999 edition, p. 241. 30 Thomas Erskine May, Parliamentary Practice, 16th edition, p. 43. 31 The then Law Minister gave the following reason for dropping reference to the British House of Commons, that the original provision, there was no escape from it, had referred to the British House of Commons. Now a proud country like India would like to avoid making any reference to a foreign institution in its own solemn constitutional document. Therefore, this verbal change is being introduced so that there may not be any reference to a foreign institution. 32 A. V. Dicey, Introduction to the Study of the Law of the Constitution, Macmillan, 1965 edition, p. 39-40.